Good morning, girls and boys. Nice to see you all. It's getting wintry outside, isn't it? But then, that's to be expected. Time is passing by. We're turning to Mark's Gospel again, the chapter 10, and we're thinking of those words that we find in the verse 51. Question of the Lord Jesus to the blind man. The question is, what wilt thou that I do unto thee? What wilt thou that I do unto thee? Or, in order that we might understand exactly what the Savior was saying here, perhaps we might put it like this. He's asking the blind man, what do you want me to do for you? What do you want me to do for you? Well, we've already been considering just exactly what these words mean and imply, and now I'm going to suggest to you one more thought, and it's this. When the Savior asked this man, what do you want me to do for you? He was requiring of this man that he declare his faith. You see, the Lord knew what was the great need of Bartimaeus. The Lord knew he was blind. You don't have to teach the Lord Jesus anything, inform him of anything, because he knows all things. He knows everything. He knows what's in your heart this morning. He knows what you're thinking right now. So when the Savior comes to this man and says, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? He wants the man to tell him just what it was he believed the Lord Jesus could do for him. That's what he was wanting to hear. That's what he was wanting to hear. What is your faith, Bartimaeus? That's what the Lord Jesus was requiring. And we have to learn, boys and girls, this morning, that we have to declare our faith. We have to tell the Lord that we do have faith. And we have to tell him just how much faith we have. That's what the Lord was requiring of blind Bartimaeus. Now, blind Bartimaeus did have faith in the Lord Jesus. No doubt about that. But the Lord wanted to know just how great was the faith that he had. Bartimaeus had indicated faith when he first spoke, Jesus, thou son of David, verse 47, have mercy on me. It says an awful lot, you know. I told you already that name that he uses, Jesus, son of David, indicated that he saw in the Lord Jesus the person of the Messiah. Because that's one of the titles of the Messiah, the son of David. So this blind man was able to see who Jesus was. He couldn't see him physically, his eyes were blind, but spiritually he could see who he was. I told you that it was most likely the blind man saw in Jesus Christ more than the people all around him saw. Maybe even more than Peter and James and John and the other apostles saw, because their faith was yet small and had to grow and increase, so that this blind man saw more, spiritually speaking. Even though he couldn't see the physical form of the Lord Jesus, he was blind, but in his soul, having heard what he did, he recognized that this person, Jesus of Nazareth, is the promised Messiah. That's what he believed. That's what he saw. So he had faith, and he had already declared that faith in his address to the Lord Jesus, but the Lord wanted to know just how much faith he had. And you know, that's what the Lord wants to hear from you. He wants to hear you declaring your faith in him. How much faith have you got? You see, the full enjoyment of the gospel, all that the gospel has for us, depends upon us confessing Christ, acknowledging Christ, declaring our faith in the Lord Jesus. Romans chapter 10 and the verse 9 says this, if you want to look it up, you older ones. Here's what it says. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Two things go together. If we are to enjoy God's salvation, belief in our heart, but if we truly believe in our heart, it'll come out through our mouth. We'll declare it. We'll declare it. And that's why the Lord is asking this question of blind Bartimaeus. What is it you want me to do? Let me hear you. Declare what it is you expect from me. Let me hear what your faith in me entails. These two things go together, boys and girls. Our hearts and our lips, they must agree. There's no blessing, there's no enjoyment of all that God has for us, for those who claim they believe, but they never say anything, they never declare it. Tell me, have you believed in the Lord Jesus? And have you told anyone? Have you declared it? Oh, the Lord wants you to declare it. He wants you to own him. You see, when the Lord asked this question of blind Bartimaeus, he was requiring this man to say before all the people gathered round there what it was he believed the Lord Jesus could do for him. That's what the Lord wants us to do as Christians. He wants us to declare before everybody what it is we believe the Lord Jesus has promised to do for his people. That's how we glorify him. That's how we spread the fame of his name. We just tell others simply what we're expecting the Lord to do for us. The wee hymn says, "For all the Lord has done for me, I never will cease to praise him." You know, boys and girls, it comes to my mind, when I came to Lispelaw as a student minister, way back in 1967, God was working, and I found myself amongst people that I had never met before, except one person, well, two people, my uncle and my aunt. I knew them. But the rest of the folk, I'd never really met before. And I, myself, was only a beginner. I really was. I still knew very little of the hymn book, as well as knowing only a limited portion of God's Word. And I still remember, I just quoted that hymn, "For all the Lord has done for me, I never will cease to praise him." I remember in Lispelaw saying, "Has anyone got a favourite hymn?" And the lady that some of you possibly remember, the late Mrs. Gallagher, she attended our meetings up until last year, and then she went to heaven. Well, she put her hand up and she requested that hymn, "For all the Lord has done for me." I never think of that hymn, but I think of Mrs. Gallagher, because I had never sung that hymn before, never heard of it before. I was only a beginner. But in that hymn, boys and girls, we have this simple truth. The Lord wants to hear you tell others what he has done for you and is going to do for you. "For all the Lord has done for me, I never will cease to praise him." So, Bartimaeus, what is it you think I can do for you? That's what the question means. But go a little further. Bartimaeus, I believe, indicates in his answer how far his faith went, how big his faith was. What did he answer? "The blind man said, 'Lord, that I might receive my sight.'" That I might receive my sight. That's a big faith. It wasn't a common thing. It wasn't something that anybody in Israel at that time saw happening any day and every day. Blind people getting their sight. But it had happened to those who came into contact with the Lord Jesus. And blind Bartimaeus said, "Lord, I believe you can give me my sight. These eyes have never seen. They've never worked. But I believe you can make them work." That was strong faith. That was strong faith. He's asking that the Lord give him his sight. Now, he didn't say, "Lord, maybe you're able to. Or perhaps you're up to giving me." He didn't put any question marks in his response. When the Lord asked him, "What is it you expect me to do?" "I want you to give me my sight. I believe you're able to make me see." That's what he was saying. The Lord wants us, boys and girls, to tell him what we believe concerning him, and he wants us to declare to all around what we expect the Lord to do. The world, you know, finds it rather amusing to hear a Christian speak of what they believe God's going to do. I'm sure there were plenty in that crowd who nudged themselves, "Do you hear the Egypt? Do you hear what he's asking for? He wants his eyes to work. What a fool." I have no doubt there were plenty in that gathering that said that. But there was no such doubt in the mind and heart of Bartimaeus. He said, "Lord, I believe you can give me my sight. That's what I'm asking you for." So his request indicates what he thought of the Lord Jesus, what he thought of his power. I'll tell you what's more, he had faith in the compassion and kindness and mercy of the Lord Jesus. What a mercy it was to be given your sight. If you're blind, what a mercy to get your sight. Now, he was a beggar, and daily people showed kindness toward him. They showed kindness and mercy toward him. How did they do it? Put their hand in their pocket and dropped a coin at his feet or in his cap. Don't think they would just drop it anywhere because he couldn't see it. So they'd drop it in a specific place. Maybe he had a cup or a little container or his cap. Who knows? They dropped it there so that he could find it. Just a wee coin. Oh, not a big lot of money. But they were showing some kindness in doing that. But no one could give him a sight. That was kindness. That was great. That would be a mercy that couldn't be measured. But he asked the Lord for that mercy, that I might receive my sight. Boys and girls, we can come to the Lord, and we can ask for that which no man could give us. We can ask for that which is beyond any earthly hope. And I'm sure when blind Bartimaeus said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight," the heart of the Lord Jesus was thrilled and pleased with that request. He could look on this man, Bartimaeus, and he could say, "Here's a man who believes that I have compassion and mercy to the degree that I can give him this blessing, which is beyond what anybody else can give him." I think that many of those who were there, even the disciples, didn't have as great a view of the mercy and compassion of Christ as did Bartimaeus. To ask the Lord to give him his sight was asking the Lord a great blessing, a great mercy. That was a great mercy he was asking. And as I say, I'm sure there were many of the disciples that didn't believe that that could be done. Christians often underestimate the mercy of the Lord, the compassion of the Lord. You remember, these disciples, when the mothers of Jerusalem brought their little ones to the Lord Jesus that he might bless them, just little children, wee babies. When they said, "Lord, would you bless my little daughter? Would you bless my little son?" And the disciples came and, "Get away. Go away. Do you really think the Lord's interested in doing that?" That's what they thought. The Lord wasn't interested in doing that. And the Lord rebuked them, told them off before everybody. Has the teacher ever told you off before everybody? Sometimes teacher has a quiet word, rebukes you for something you've done. That's one thing. But when the teacher tells you off in front of the whole class, oh, that's humbling. Well, the Lord Jesus told off the disciples before the whole crowd gathered with him, for there always was a crowd following him. And before the mothers, he scolded the disciples for trying to stop these women bringing their babies. And he took the children up in his arms, and he put his hands upon them, and he blessed them. And do you know something? If you get to heaven, you'll see those children there. Only they'll be grown up. For I have no doubt that every one of those that the Lord blessed as little children went to heaven. They came to faith in Christ. They may have been too small at that time to actually understand the gospel, but I have no doubt the grace of God accompanied them and followed them, and there came a moment in their lives when they understood the gospel and they believed in the Lord Jesus. You can't be blessed by God without going to heaven. To get to heaven, you need the blessing of the Lord. I believe you'll see them in heaven. Wouldn't it be nice to see them and meet with them and talk with them? But you too, You need the blessing of the Lord. You need the Lord to lay his hand on you if you're going to go to heaven. Now, in my second point, I want to speak about how that already the Savior's actions and the Savior's words, he hadn't said a great deal to blind Bartimaeus, nor could blind Bartimaeus see the actions of the Lord Jesus, but he was informed and told about the actions of the Lord Jesus. And these things, what he heard the Savior say, and what he understood the Savior to have done in the few moments before he's called into the presence of the Savior, strengthened the faith of Bartimaeus. You see, he cried out, "Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me!" Now, the reaction of the crowd wouldn't have helped his faith, for they said, "Shut up. What are you shouting about? Do you think he's going to be bothered with you, an old dirty blind beggar?" That wouldn't have helped his faith, sure it wouldn't. And no sinner ever came to Christ with the encouragement of the world. The world always was against the sinner coming to Christ and the sinner believing in Christ. So the cries of the crowd wouldn't have encouraged his faith. But as we read the portion, we are told that he cried even more when he was told to shut up. And then we read in verse 49, "And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man and said unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee." Those few words would have greatly encouraged the faith of Bartimaeus. Be of good comfort. They changed their tone, didn't they? They were telling him to shut up a moment ago, but now they're saying, "Be of good comfort. He calleth for thee." And immediately, blind Bartimaeus knew, he has heard me. And not only has he heard me, but he wants me to come and tell him what it is I need. He was confronted, he was presented with the readiness of the Lord Jesus to hear the cry of the most miserable being. Now, there was no one in that whole gathering that day lower down than this poor, blind, dirty old beggar. You couldn't have got anybody in a worse state than him. And yet he realized the Lord is willing to listen to me. He wants to talk to me. Boys and girls, I can't emphasize enough that the wonderful God of heaven stoops right down to hear the voice of the vilest sinner. Psalm 10 and the verse 17 says this, "Lord, thou hast heard the desire of the humble. Thou wilt prepare their heart. Thou wilt cause thine ear to hear." You know, in my lifetime, I have written many letters and sent many emails to various people that I want to discuss something with or present something to, and I've never got an answer from them. They've never answered me. Not in the least interested in hearing what I say. But I have never asked the Lord for anything without him listening and answering. Isn't that most wonderful to think of that? Psalm 86 and the verse 5. I'll read it out to you. 86 verse 5. "For thou, Lord, art good and ready to forgive and plenteous in mercy unto all them that call upon thee." All them. Not just some. All who call on the Lord. He has plenteous of mercy for them. Then again, the question the Savior asks Bartimaeus indicated the great power of Christ. What did he say? "What wilt thou that I should do unto thee?" Now he didn't then say, now within reason, "Don't be asking too much." No, he never said that. Sometimes mummy or daddy would say to us, "What would you like for your birthday?" And then they would say, "Now, don't be asking too much." But the Lord never says that. The Lord didn't say to Bartimaeus, "Now don't be going beyond reason." The Lord opened the door, as it were, wide, and was saying, "Just you ask whatever you want. Ask what you like." And in that question, I am sure blind Bartimaeus would recognize that the power of the Lord Jesus to answer his request was without limit. I can ask what I like. What I'm hoping to ask for my eyesight to be given to me, that's mighty, that's beyond what anybody can give. But it's not beyond what the Saviour can give. So he would have been encouraged in his faith by the question that the Saviour put to him. He offered him an answer without any restrictions or limitations. Again, I'd love to take the time to go through quite a few verses that indicate that. Let me give you Psalm 62 and the verse 11, just as a quick quote. God hath spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Power belongeth unto God. He has no shortage of power to do anything that we ask of him. Psalm 68 and the verse 34 says, ascribe ye strength, or account God as having strength. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds, in the heavens. Strength of God is without limit. And that day, in the question of the Lord Jesus, blind Bartimaeus realized he's offering me just whatever I want, without limit. Now, boys and girls, that's what the Lord offers you. The world might offer you what it claims to be wonderful pleasure and excitement, but it's a lie. It's an absolute lie. But God offers you that which is without limit and which is absolutely true. He can give to you your heart's desire. The Saviour's question also indicated to Bartimaeus that every need he had, Christ was offering to supply. What wilt thou? Just name what it is you want. Nothing is off limits. The gospel message is this, boys and girls. He that spared not his own son, that's the Lord Jesus, God freely gave his son to die for sinners. He didn't spare him. He didn't say, no, Calvary's too much for my son to suffer. No, he did not spare his son, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not with him freely give us all things? That the Lord should give his son to die for us is a clear indication he's ready to give us anything. Because giving his son was the greatest thing of all. And there comes with Christ freely all things. Oh, if I could only get the words to explain to you, boys and girls, the wonders of the gospel and the wonders of salvation in Christ. If I only could tell you that. The wonders of the gospel. Freely all things are given to us in Christ. When you receive Christ, you have received all things that God has for the pardoned sinner. Oh, that God would give you understanding of this and strengthen your faith, those of you who are saved and those of you who are not, cause you to come and embrace the Saviour as yours. May the Lord bless his word to our hearts today. Let's bow in a wee word of prayer. We do ask the Lord to do for the boys and girls that which I cannot do. I can try, Lord, to explain the wonders of thy mercy and love, but I thank thee that thy Spirit can take up the poor words of men and apply with power to hearts and reveal the splendors of the gospel. Well, let it be done amongst the boys and the girls today. Bless our school. Undertake for it. And remember those who need your healing touch at this time. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.